Wisconsin Eye continuing to gather reaction to the governor's budget, the 2015 spending plan he outlined, gave lawmakers on Tuesday. I want to thank Craig Thompson, Executive Director of the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin, for coming in. Craig, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
It was only about 2 months ago, after the November 4 election, that Secretary of Transportation Mark Gottlieb came up with a bold plan, $751 in tax and fee increases, and $550 diversion from the general fund. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Gottlieb went out and made his point and pitched it. And yesterday the governor said, well, here's what I really like, $1.3 million, about the same amount in bonding. Your reaction to that?
Well, you know, for the last several budgets, the Transportation Development Association, we've been trying to sound the alarm a bit about the trajectory we've been on of relying too much on bonding. Bonding is a completely legitimate financing mechanism for capital projects, but it's just that. It should be a financing mechanism, not a funding mechanism. And we're reaching the point now. The last budget we were told and we believed would be a bridge to something when we were going to move to something more sustainable. So,
right.
You know, I think everybody tried to say, well, we don't think this is long-term the best idea to borrow again, bond even more, but if it leads us to a more permanent solution next time. And so we're still in search of that, and you know, this is the beginning of the process for this budget, and we're still hopeful we can get to a more sustainable path for transportation.
But you must be disappointed that any of the more than 10 different permanent funding options that have been laid out over the last 4 years, mm-hmm. going back to the Finance Policy Commission, haven't gone anywhere in the governor's office.
Well, yeah, I mean, we are still hopeful that by the end of the process, we can look at something that will do more like, you know, there's about 13 states or so last year, both red and blue states, that did adopt budgets to try to, you know, put their transportation budgets on a more sustainable path. We still think we need to do that. And we're actually reaching the point in debt service that if we can't get our arms around revenue increases that we can all agree on, then we think the default shouldn't be simply borrowing even more. The default then is going to have to be, then we need to make real choices about what we're not going to do.
Which is a perfect time to, let's use a graphic that I got from the governor's office, relying on Wisconsin Department of Transportation figures. I only took a 10-year look back, mm-hmm. Since the governor's budget would take us through fiscal 2017, as you know. So let's look at the percentage of state transportation revenues that was going for debt service, in other words, to pay off bonds. In 06-07 fiscal year 10.2, the governor's budget, according to his aides and WISDOT, would more than double that, 22.8%. Craig, have we hit it? Does a number like 22.8%, which could go to 25% in 2019, have we hit a tipping point here?
Well, we believe, yes. You know, you get to the point that when 25 cents out of every dollar that we're bringing in is going to pay for projects that we've already done, it makes it very hard to meet any future needs at that point. It's really, from our standpoint, that would be a deferred tax increase of a much larger amount than if we just figured out how to pay as we go.
I'm reminded, somebody told me that, what did the state of New Jersey do? Do you know, did they sell off, take one-time money and then bond for all of their transportation highway?
Well, they had gotten themselves into a point, I know, about a decade ago where almost all of their incoming revenue was going right out the door to pay for debt service.
For debt service.
They've, from what I understand, they've gotten themselves to a better situation than that. I'm not exactly sure. And I need to go look where they're at. But they got themselves into that death spiral that we're worried about, and you know, they were, you know, debt service was eating up all the money that was coming in.
Where do you think Wisconsin taxpayers are, Wisconsin residents are on this issue? Because you've seen the Charles Franklin polls. Mm-hmm. They want good roads, but they don't want any.
Right.
They don't want to pay anything more for them.
Right.
Do you think there's growing support for some type of, I'll say it, a tax or fee upper?
Well, you know, I from when I go around the state and talk to a lot of the groups, I think people, you know, one, do understand that transportation is really important to this economy and this state, particularly because we're manufacturing and agriculture and tourism and timber. I don't know that if at any point in our history, if you did a poll and said, do you want your gas tax to go up, that you would have gotten a majority to say yes. You know, back when Ronald Reagan increased it, when others have increased it, I'm not sure that it would have, you know, if you would have asked prior that the answer would have been yes. But I think at some point the case needs to be made to the public as to why we're going to do it and what we're going to do with the money. And then I think those numbers can change a bit.
Yesterday I paid $2.89 for a gallon of gas. A week ago we were all paying under $2. This may sound like a stupid question, but with gas falling that much, doesn't this open a window for some type of a fee or tax increase?
Well, again, you know, the gas tax really is a user fee. The more we drive, the more we put in. And just, I think sometimes people's imagination goes a bit wild on what they're paying. So if we increased the gas tax by a nickel, the average person in Wisconsin would pay $28 a year more than what they're paying now.
Right.
And, you know, I know every dollar is important, but when we think about how important transportation is, I think, you know, compared to some of the other investments we make, that's a reasonable thing to at least have a discussion about.
Well, I don't want to come across as advocating for a gas tax increase, but I do want to point out that our 30.9 cents per gallon, mm-hmm. not including PECFA, two pennies, hasn't been increased since 2006, mm-hmm. and the $75 check you and I write to register our vehicles hasn't been increased since 2008.
Right.
Now, if you look at inflation over that period, wouldn't inflation alone justify some type of an increase in either of those? And again, I'm not advocating.
Right,
I'm just
right.
asking.
Well, again, if you look at, I think most of us, if you asked us, am I paying the same, less or more income tax than I was a decade ago, sales tax, property tax, I think we'd all answer we're paying more in all three of those. In gas tax, if you ask that, if you've updated your car at all in the last 10 years, you're probably paying actually less than you were a decade ago.
I am. So I bought a 2010 instead of a 2003.
So it's been a tax cut, and you know, so that's great, but I don't know that people realize that. And at some point in time, you know, we are going to have to adjust the user fee if we're going to keep up with being able to maintain and rebuild and our transportation system.
Well, your organization is a fascinating umbrella group made up of different constituencies, excuse mm-hmm. me, on transportation. So if you're uncomfortable with a bonding of 1.3, where do you go from here? But more importantly, what specific revenue sources do you lobby for when Speaker Voss and Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald both told me yesterday gas tax is off the table?
Well, again, I think, you know, there's the commission that I had sat on. There's been The proposals, I think, are out there. At this point in time, I think it's going to depend on what legislators are willing to coalesce around. I think there's different options. There's different ways to get at it that other states have. And I think we're willing and open, as long as it's something that is, we would still prefer something that's user fee based in some way, shape, or form.
Okay.
And that would be sustainable moving forward, as opposed to, you know, again, increasing our reliance on debt and therefore our debt service in the future.
But if you and I pay $10 more to register our vehicles, from mm-hmm. 75 to 85, that only raises $47 million, I think, is the fiscal bureau number.
Right.
Which is a small part of the 1.25 that Secretary Gottlieb identified. So are you going to be advocating and lobbying for a package, a little bit of this, a half wrench turn here
again,
and all that?
I think it's going to be an iterative process, I think. We're going to see what some of the things that lawmakers are more open to. You know, some have taken certain ones off the table, but maybe there's other things that they would be more interested in. You know, the Speaker Voss has thrown out that he personally is interested in looking into vehicle miles traveled fee. So, you know, I think thoughtful people can look at and come up with different options, and I think the process is going to be what more people can coalesce around. As long as it meets some of those criteria, I think it's something that we would be happy to.
But if you were asked to come see Senator Darling and Representative Nygren, co-chair of Joint Finance, and say, give us some permanent fundraising options mm-hmm. To the $1.3 million in bonding, what's going to be on your list, Craig?
Well, again, I think there's all kinds of different things you can look at that are out there. There's vehicle miles traveled. There is the gas tax, although I know some have taken that off. There's different ways of collecting that. There is the registration fee. There's value-based registration fees. You know, there's different ways of there's local options. A lot of states provide locals the option. You know, you could do it through referendum. There's a group up out of Superior that's the roads up there have taken a beating with the logging mm-hmm. industry, and they've talked with them, and mm-hmm. They're looking for some options locally to be able to fix their roads. So I think local options is something that could be talked about as well.
Just had Jerry DeShane of the League of Municipalities in here for his budget reaction. He goes back to the RTA with taxing authority. Is it mm-hmm. is that a dead idea?
No, I don't think so. Again, when we look around the country, when there's been referenda for transportation projects that are local, where the dollars are raised locally and are kept locally for something that they understand that's going to be done, yes, they pass in an overwhelming fashion. So that might be part of this, is maybe we start looking at giving locals the option if they go back to referendum and the people there want to do it through a local sales tax or whatever, you know, vehicle it may be. You know, maybe we talk about that. So I think we're open to talking a lot of different alternatives.
In the wake of the transportation secretary coming up with his proposals, mm-hmm, specific, bold proposals, mm-hmm, that would have raised taxes paid by you and I, the Democratic leaders said, well, maybe all things should be considered if we could reach a compromise. Do you think, are you going to try to assemble both D's and R votes for something other than the $1.3 billion bonding package?
Well, again, as Transportation Development Association, you know, we try to inform the debate and provide information to policymakers and the public. There's going to be a lot of groups out there that are going to be doing a lot more of the direct lobbying.
Okay.
But we're certainly very open to meeting and providing information to members of both sides of the aisle, for sure.
The governor has been presented with a smorgasbord of different ideas over the last 4 years, yep, and he's rejected them all. Why do you think he's rejected them all? Do you think, you've heard the Democrats, he's not paying attention to our needs in Wisconsin as he looks to run for president. Why do you think he's bypassed?
You know, I can't get inside why the proposal is what it is. I think the governor has consistently talked about the importance of transportation. And again, we've made some investments in recent budgets in transportation. But we have done it, some with some one-time money in the general fund, but a lot of it through bonding. And we believe that was going to be changed in this budget and go to a more, you know, sustainable path. Why we continue the reliance on bonding, I can't speak to.
Okay. We bond in the current biennium, as you know, 991 or 993. Mm-hmm. This would add 1.3. If additional bonding is a part of funding transportation in the next budget, if it's not 1.3, is your organization willing to accept another 991, 600, 700? You're probably going to be asked that in the
sure
world of compromise seeking in the Capitol.
Sure. And again, as we said, there is a role for bonding as financing capital improvements. And so we're not saying that has to go down drastically right away, but we certainly don't believe we can escalate it to this level right now. So I think all of that would depend on how the package looks. We would like to have the debt service begin to go down from where we were at last budget.
Right.
But, you know, we think we can do that in a planned long-term way. But, you know, the proposal that's on the table right now would not only would it not go down, it would go up significantly from where it's at currently.
Companies that are members of TDA, what are they telling you in the wake of the governor's bonding recommendation?
We've heard pretty consistently that folks are saying that we don't believe it's sustainable, and we need to really start over and look at a package that would be more sustainable. And again, if we're not able to have the conversation about all of us paying some user fees that would make it more sustainable, then we believe we need to have the very real conversation about you know, how long we need to delay these projects and where the cuts would occur.
Delay popular projects? Delay our paying our share of the Stillwater Bridge, which is Senator Harsdorff district? Delay widening the interstate from Madison to Illinois?
Well, you know, we advocate for transportation investment, so this is not a conversation that you know, generally we're involved in. But again, I think we would be better off making real choices today than increasing our debt service to this level and putting ourselves in a position where it's just harder and harder to meet our transportation needs in the future.
Greg Thompson of the Transportation Development Association, thanks very much. You're going forward from here. You're going to be looking to some options to the $1.3 billion?
Yes, yeah. We'll be more than willing to provide information on what other states have done, what our options are. And we are encouraged by a lot of the comments by the legislators that want to find a more sustainable solution to this.
Greg, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.